Unbelievable, huh? It's, well, you know what the problem we're having in this world, we're, and I think it's, we should respect one another, but people tend to forget our basic urges. People tend to forget we're all animals motivated. For example, you talk about sex. Look at dogs. And I mean, they just run up to somebody. Oh, that sounds good. Ah, who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? Who's your daddy? There's not a whole lot of courtship. We, the human being, are forced to, you know, if you could possibly explain to a dog the candy and flowers routine, they think we're nuts. I mean, they know. Not that that isn't to say that we should behave that way. It's just that in trying to deny our sexuality, we oftentimes find ourselves more frustrated than ever before. I think the 90s will be the frustration generation, where you must look someone directly in the eye or look at the ceiling when you're talking to them so you can't even be construed as to be perusing their wares and staring at them hungrily, which is now against the law in most workplaces. People seem to forget, though, that in our passion for doodad slappery, there's one basic fact.
Who wants
in love with Angus? Always in love with Angus. I'm just so merry when my face I bury, so I will not tarry today. Once in love with Angus. Tear up your list. It's Angus.
Poetry and flowers.
Forget the bonbons. Poetry and flowers. Hobble at all hours, you say. You might be quite the fickle-hearted rover. So carefree and bold. Who loves a girl and later thinks it's over. And then quits cold.
Everybody sing Once in Love with Amy.
Once in love with Angus.
Always in love with Angus.
Always in love with Angus.
And ever sweetly you romantic.
Ever so clever. Angus is the answer, so don't take a chance, you see. That Angus is the only thing for me.
The Grease Man, DC 101.